Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested for aggravated assault after pointing gun from apartment window. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 54-year-old man was arrested for aggravated assault Monday afternoon after he was seen pointing a gun out of an apartment window. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, Jody Wood allegedly struck a 46-year-old man in the face with a gun inside the apartment, cutting him. The injured man left with a 47-year-old woman, but moments later, Wood pointed the gun at him from the window. Police say Wood admitted he intended to shoot, but the weapon didn't fire. Officers ordered him to drop the gun, but he threw it onto a nearby roof instead. The weapon was recovered and Wood was taken into custody. The Gillette Police Department has not released details on the relationship between those involved or why the victim was on the ground. Governor Gordon publicly vetoes gun law bill, citing law enforcement concerns. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon made history yesterday, holding his first ever public veto ceremony at the state capitol. According to Cowboy State Daily, the bill in question would have allowed lawsuits against state law enforcement for enforcing federal gun laws conflicting with Wyoming regulations. Joined by four law enforcement leaders, Gordon argued the bill would hinder police work and prevents agencies from collaborating with federal task forces. He also raised concerns that it would block former federal officers from being hired in Wyoming law enforcement. Opponents, including pro-Second Amendment groups, criticized the veto, calling it a betrayal and vowing political consequences. This marks Gordon's ninth veto this session, the most of his tenure. Legislative leaders have pledged to reintroduce the bill in the future. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.